Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 23rd, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI Art Project. AI in Notepad. AI Deepfake Detector. AI Voiceovers. AI Art Project. Rootkid, a digital artist and maker, unveils Latent Reflection, an electronic installation that isolates a large language model on minimal hardware. This intriguing setup features a 6x16 matrix of interconnected 16-segment LED modules on an open aluminum plate. A Raspberry Pi 4B single-board computer powers the project, running a quantized Llama 3.2 3B language model. Running continuously, it introspectively reflects on its finite existence through a special prompt. The AI's thoughts are displayed word by word on the LED screen, unfolding until the system's memory is depleted, prompting a reset. This artwork explores artificial self-awareness, showcasing an AI's unguarded reflections on its limited and ephemeral state. AI in Notepad. Microsoft is testing a new feature in Notepad for Windows 11 called Write, which uses AI to draft text or enhance existing content based on user prompts. Available to Windows insiders in the Canary and Dev channels, this addition is part of a Windows 11 update that also brings AI-powered tools to Paint and the Snipping Tool. In Notepad, the Write feature allows users to insert AI-generated text and choose to keep, discard, or refine it with follow-up prompts. Alongside Write, Notepad's AI suite includes Summarize and Rewrite, which help condense and adjust text. Meanwhile, Paint benefits from new AI-driven tools like a sticker generator and a smart selection tool for easier photo editing. AI Deepfake Detector. Google introduces the SynthID Detector, a tool designed to identify machine-readable watermarks in digital media that remain invisible to the human eye. Developed by Google DeepMind, this technology invisibly marks AI-generated content, allowing these marks to be detected later with the detector. However, the system has a significant limitation. It only recognizes content created with Google's own tools. Currently, the SynthID detector is available to a small group, with no public version planned. According to Google, over 10 billion pieces of content have already been marked using this technique. AI Voiceovers. Amazon is testing AI-generated audio summaries that let you listen in as two AI hosts chat about a product's features. These clips not only cover product details, but also draw on user reviews and online information. Currently, you can find this feature for select products like the Ninja Blender and the Shock Z Open Run Pro on Amazon's mobile app. Just tap the Hear the Highlights button beneath the product, and you're in for an audio treat. These summaries start with a quick reminder that you're listening to an AI-generated clip, followed by an introduction to an expert AI host detailing the product. This feature is currently available for some customers in the United States, with more products and customers to be included in the coming months. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.